Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got BJ Armstrong, three-time NBA champion, co-host of the new podcast, Pushing Through. It's called the Pushing Through Podcast, and he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, a teammate of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. All right, we... Rob, the Lakers are just, as Gasman told us, just destroying Houston. Houston's defeated. Both them and the Clippers about to be up 3-1 in their series. Just en route to a Western Conference Finals that is everybody's dream matchup. And Kawhi Leonard is carrying the Clippers. Paul George did it the previous game. Kawhi Leonard carried them last night and really has carried them throughout the playoffs. And so now people are starting to talk about him and kind of trying to put him in historical context. So our colleague here at FS1 or FSR, Fox Sports Radio, you can actually hear his show, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, coming up right after us. But Jason Smith has weighed in last night, and he said Kawhi is not an all-time great. Colin Cowherd, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio and at FS1, he has said, and he doubled down on it today, said it before, doubled down on it today, that if, and in his mind, when the LA Clippers win the championship this year, Kawhi Leonard will be a top five player of all time, along with Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, and Kawhi Leonard. And then Ben Rohrbach from Yahoo Sports wrote today that, or yesterday, that Kawhi is still the best closer in the NBA. So a lot of different opinions about Kawhi Leonard. I want to ask you, and you said the other day you think he's the best player in the world. I think you were a prisoner of the moment, but maybe he'll prove that. But where are you at historically on Kawhi?
I'm closer to Colin than I am to Jason. I think Jason can say that now. Obviously, he's in the midst of a playoff. But if he is to win his third championship and third finals MVP, and I know he doesn't have any regular season MVPs, I bet you if you talk to anybody, they'd rather have three championships and finals MVPs than be Steve Nash with two championships and never got to the finals. I think
especially those when you were the leader of the team,
right? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like to me, that doesn't hold nearly as much weight to me than winning, and not just winning once because you happen to be in the right place at the right time, but you keep moving around or going to different places and they keep winning. I think that that's a sign of greatness. I don't have him in a Collins over the top, you know, 16-0 for the Ravens,
right?
And he's a top five player. I don't have him there, but do I think that he is one of the all time greats? And if he were to win again, and win the Finals MVP, Chris, and take the also downtrodden Lakers and win the Clippers and win a championship, he's en route to being a top 10 player, and obviously he's got many years to play. And if he were to put together, Chris, some other numbers, maybe win a final, maybe win an MVP, you know what I mean? If his knee's right. Good, if he adds all that together, then I think it would be hard to keep him out of that conversation.
Well, part of Jason Smith's argument on Kawhi was that look at the Raptors. He felt like Kawhi was just kind of that missing piece to the Raptors. Obviously, he won his first title in San Antonio. Yes, he was the finals MVP. He wasn't the best player on that team. It wasn't his team. It was Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker's team. And he averaged 12 points that year. So it wasn't the same as this last year's title and this year's if they win it. But he said, look at Toronto. And even without Kawhi, they're still a great team and may even, depending on tomorrow's Game 7 against Boston,
but
get to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even to the Finals.
I know this isn't you talking. This is Jason. The only problem with that is that they were good before he got there. They just couldn't get to the championship. You know, like they used to win.
There were other changes, though.
60-some-odd games.
The coaching
change.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
They went 59, I think.
But they were winning a lot of games before that. So that they continued to win this year isn't shocking.
Right. I don't hold that against Kawhi. If we held that against Kawhi, we'd have to hold it against Michael Jordan. Because when the Bulls, when he left the Bulls, Rob, after his first three-peat, they went from 57 games in his, last year of that championship year, that third championship, to 55 wins without Jordan. And as you know, they were very close to knocking off the Knicks in the second round and getting to the conference finals, and maybe they would have gone on beyond that. So I just think, and he talked about LeBron, when he leaves teams, they fall completely off. I do agree. I do believe that LeBron James has the ability to lift a team more than any other player I've ever seen, including Michael Jordan. Like, you can put LeBron virtually anywhere, and he can make that team really good, like a playoff team or a contender. Now, he hasn't been able to get them all the way over the hump like Michael Jordan, but and some of that is because LeBron is the system. And when he's in a place, everybody plays off of him. And so when he leaves, you have to start all over again and have a whole new system, and guys have to play completely differently. And in a lot of cases, you brought in players to fit around LeBron that really can't play any of, do stuff on their own. So there's a reason for that, but I do give that up to LeBron. He's able to do that and been able to do that, I think, greater than any other player I've ever seen. But I don't hold that against Kawhi. So to get where Kawhi is, if he wins this championship, Rob, and I'm not taking anything away from KD's two rings, But these last two rings, last year's Toronto, this year's Clippers, if they do it, they would be more impressive to me than the two rings Durant got. And Durant is a more graceful player. He's a more naturally gifted player. So we tend to, you know, just put him above Kawhi because he's a prodigy. You know, we knew Durant was awesome in high school. But I would have to say Kawhi, if he wins it this year, he's right there with Durant. Right in that 15 to 20 range of all-time great players. I mean, I don't know how you deny him. A phenomenal defender. And now he's getting better. He's still getting better, Rob. His mid-range game and his passing now.
Almost unstoppable.
Right.
Almost.
The mid-range is ridiculous. It's Jordan-esque. Darn near Jordan-esque. And then he's passing the ball well. I think he's going to keep improving on that.
You saw his the big block with his E.T. finger the other night.
Right. It looked like an E.T. finger. That's a good call on that. But, yeah, I that's where if they win it this year, Rob, I would say he's in that 15 to 20 range. And he's still got a ways to go. And I think, Rob, a lot of people are hesitant. A guy that wasn't, you know, tremendous in college, you know, not like some like a Zion or a Michael Jordan or somebody like that, wasn't expected to be a star. And look at his first three seasons, 8 points, 12 points, 13 points. It's four seasons, 16 and a half points. So I think a lot of that works against him with people when they want to rank him. Cause you just, like I said, LeBron was great right away. Durant was great right away. But a guy that develops over time, you tend to maybe, you know, not give him his props as easily, but you're going to have to. And the thing is, Rob, like I said, he's 28, 29 years old. He's got plenty of more work to do. So win it this year. I'm in the 15 to 20 range and he could keep climbing.
Yeah, I just think he'll have, if he does, which I expect him to win the championship, I just think people will look at him differently because to elevate, you talk about elevating players or to take two championships and then just the little golden nugget, whether people, I'm not saying on the stat sheet, you might talk about it, but he could have gone and joined LeBron and AD and decided not to do that.
Right.
The easy street, Chris, right? The Durant way. How many championships would those three have won if they were together for the next 4 years?
Honestly, seriously. Rob, it wouldn't have been fun.
But I know, but I'm just...
I actually think that would have been even... That may have been even more lopsided than the Warriors.
Right, but I'm just saying, but it was presented to him. He had
right.
a chance.
And he
would have still been playing in L.A.
He still would have been. George.
But he still would have been in L.A.
Right.
He still would have played in the same arena. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he rather than join LeBron, he wanted to go against him.
Exactly.
And
that's what I'm saying.
Thing, yeah, that's going to make this matchup. This is a delicious matchup. This absolutely delicious coming up. And Kawhi, I think, is going to guard LeBron, Rob. Like, a lot. You know, and you don't see matchups like that anymore. LeBron has shown that when necessary, he can shut down or make it very tough on a Harden, make it very tough on a Kawhi. The question is, how much is he going to do that? And I think for them to beat the Clippers, he's going to have to do it a lot. And I don't know if he's up to that at age 35. And so this is going
right.
to be a
this
great
This team
series.
Is just, to me, it's just the Clippers are so deep, and you got to pick your poison. There's four guys who could close the game, Chris. It's just different from anything the Lakers. And we've seen them before. We've seen the Clippers beat the Lakers without their full squad. We've seen the Lakers beat the Clippers.
Right.
But I really believe, and I'm not saying I'm like a piece of cake on anybody's side, but I believe the Clippers will win. I really do.
I'm
and then
you.
Win the
I got
championship.
The Clippers. And I think right now I'm like 55% Clippers, 45% Lakers. I think it's a close series. I mean, the Lakers, and I think you would agree, they got two of the best three players in the series. Paul George, as good as he is not as good as those three. LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis. But the Clippers do have the depth. They both are playing good defense. They're better on the perimeter defense. It's going to be a heck of a matchup. And then, like you said, you have the storyline that Kawhi could have joined LeBron and instead wanted to beat him. So that's going to be, as I said, absolutely delicious. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What would an NBA title this season do for the legacy of Kawhi Leonard? What would an NBA title do for the legacy of Kawhi Leonard this year? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We will continue the conversation with you next, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I think this song actually brings a tear to Rob Parker's eye.
I grew up, this is how I became a sports writer, is because of Oscar Madison. It's a true story. I watched that show growing up, and I was like, he has the best job in the world. He was a sports writer, and I was like, if I can't make it as a baseball player playing first base for the Mets, I'm going to have my own newspaper column. Can you believe that? And I swear to you, right here, right now, the picture I have over my desk is the same exact painting, not the exact one, but the, you know, same
duplicate of
this boxer getting knocked out of the ring. It's a famous boxing picture. You've seen it, Chris. I don't remember who the boxers are, but I have the same exact picture that he has over his desk.
Wow. Well, Oscar, I remember Madison. You had the magazine for a minute called Oscar.
Yep, I did.
Actually wrote a column for you, an article. Sure.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, at least
I started a sports writer's quarterly magazine.
Too.
I paid, and the check didn't bounce.
It was a small check, but it was something.
No, it was like $50. Like, no, I don't remember. It was in the 90s, Chris, 1997,
right,
I started that.
Right, nah. We're the iCouple. We brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online and grab what you need today. At more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside, visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We threw it out to you. What would an NBA championship this year for Kawhi Leonard and the LA Clippers mean for his legacy?
All right, let's kick it off with Phil in Texas. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Phil?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Good talking to you again. Hey, so my idea with Leonard would be that he'd be considered a miracle worker because he started out with one of the greatest coaches, teammates he could have asked for in San Antonio, got a great foundation.
Good point.
Then goes from there to Toronto that was having a good team, but just same thing, they just couldn't get over the hump. And with the skills that he had and he learned, got a championship for them for the very first time. And now going to L.A. that has been dry this whole time, it's always been the Lakers, and now for the Clippers to be able to do it, to me, I would be considered, he'd be considered a miracle worker.
All right.
Good call. It's hard to argue with that. And remember, if the Clippers win the next game, their franchise has never even been to the Western Conference Finals. Forget about the championship, Chris. They've never been to the Western Conference Finals, which is incredible.
And here's the thing, Rob. We talked about Jason Smith saying, wow, look at the Raptors. They're still a great team. Not as good, but really good without Kawhi. Let's just keep it real. The Clippers, take Kawhi off this team.
They're not in the Western Conference Finals.
They're not in the Western Conference Finals. There's no way. There's no way.
They might have won a playoff series but they're not in the way.
Yeah, they're battling with Denver, maybe lose to Denver. You know, but there's no way they're in the conference finals.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Marty? We're good.
Chris, Marty's listening to Ben Maller as well. I heard him on Ben Maller's show.
I'm a little jealous. I thought Marty was all ours, but hey, it's all Fox Sports Radio, so it's all
I got a shift change on the way home. He's on, and Rob liked him, so I called in, and apparently I'm far too coherent and sober. And
right. For the most,
I don't
most
fit
of the
in
people.
The Mallard militia.
I tell you what, Mallard, his show, for those who, if you haven't heard it, Ben Mallard is tremendous. You can attest to it, Marty. He's great.
And he's a great host. He's a smart guy. One of our favorites. And Chris, when he filled in for you, I had so much fun. I really did.
He does a great job in that slot. He does a fantastic job with it.
Yep.
Now, on this Kawhi subject, guys, you know, Kawhi's got a couple of Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's got these two Finals MVPs. If he gets a third one with a third team and two consecutive ones, he's really just an MVP award, which is going to be hard to do.
If he low manages, he's not going to get it right.
If he continues to low manage, that's going to be hard to do. But that's the only thing between him and being in a GOAT conversation.
Well, remember, I don't know that they're in the GOAT conversation, but Shaq and Kobe only have one MVP apiece.
Yes,
and
yes,
I think the context, too, with Kawhi would probably be, well, he would have won a few, but he only played 60 games a year, you know? So that, yes, I think people would put that into context.
Now,
if he gets this winning in and then he zeroes down on a season to go after an MVP,
right,
for his, you know, overall status, you know, career-wise, which I'm not sure if he cares about that stuff. You know, he's a different dude. If he don't care about it, you know, he don't care about it.
And here's the other part I just want to add real quickly. Marty and Chris, what if, okay, they win. He still's got 8 or 9 years to go, right?
Yeah,
what if
they
win? What if he wins two more? What if he wins
especially
two more?
With his load management, his body might last longer.
Because he looks great. Like, remember last year during the playoffs, he was hampered at times.
Yeah, no, he looks healthy.
You haven't seen any issues.
Hey, one more thing, guys. Take a look at his All-American rankings. You'll laugh. It just shows you how much a kid can develop from
in high school.
They had him all wrong. We had a kid up the road that was ranked 2 slots ahead of him, John Hood. it's funny.
And Marty, another one, go take a look at the scouting report on Willie Mays. And they had 15 years old. The scout said, don't sign him. He can't hit a curveball at 15.
Something
can you imagine that?
Changed.
All right, appreciate it. Let's squeeze in Rafael in Brazil.
Chiefs, Rob, just scored a go-ahead touchdown. They're up about to go up 14-7 on Houston.
All right, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening, everybody.
How are you?
I'm fine. Last time I called, I didn't express myself correctly. So you guys thought I was calling from the U.S., but I'm calling from Brazil, really.
You sound great from Brazil. Wow.
Tell everybody in Brazil the Odd Couple loves them.
Okay.
And to listen.
I will. And it's been a while, but I have to give props to Rob for his stand-up comedy routine. It was great. Very funny.
Oh, thank you, my man.
Don't overdo it.
Which joke did you like the best?
The New York one. The New York joke,
right.
2.5 million victims. It was so funny. It was great. It was great.
They
good
don't
job,
have much
man.
Comedy down in Brazil.
Yes, they do. He knows good comedy. Are
no,
you
we do. We do. Come on.
That's
come
the first stand-up I ever heard.
Give him no love, hilarious. Man.
Exactly.
Is that a new thing? Is that a new thing?
You know
thing?
What? Rafael and the girl from Ipanema laughed very hard at my joke.
All right, Rafael, what you got, man? Where you at on this?
About Kawhi. Another title would mean a lot for his legacy because the first one was a collective title. He won the MVP, but LeBron was the better player, right, in that series. The second one, the Raptors won, but the Warriors were banged up, you know, without KD, and Klay got hurt. So it was really good for him, for his legacy, but this time could be the most meaningful title for him.
No doubt. That's a good point. That's
great
a good
call.
Point, Rob.
Yep. Thank you, yeah. Rafael. Thanks for the support in Brazil.
I mean, we don't take away titles and all that.
No, you got to play with who's there, though. You got to play with who's there.
There's no doubt this one, though, would be his most meaningful, I think. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think for a lot of reasons.
I mean, assuming the other teams are healthy.
But for a lot of reasons, too, I think. Like to do the three different places. To also, you know, go up against LeBron, knock him out, you know what I mean? When you could have been with him. I think that shows you a little something. There's a couple things working. And then to turn, like, the laughable Clippers into winners in Los Angeles would be amazing.
Right. All right. The Hoops conversation will continue with 3-time NBA champion, our man, B.J. Armstrong. He joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
3-time NBA champion. He's done everything in basketball. He's played. He's been an agent. He's been in the front office. Now he's in the media. He's here to try to take me and Rob's job. He's got a new podcast called Pushing Through. He's a co-host on that. I was just on it this week. Great podcast. You got to check it out. It is our man, BJ Armstrong. What's up, brother?
What's up, BJ?
Hey,
now, that's an intro.
Oh, my God.
You didn't intro me like that on the podcast.
Well,
you know,
you like you didn't win any championships
for so long and for so well. You know, I'm inspired to catch up with you guys.
And you know what, BJ? All you had to say was Rob Parker sidekick, Chris Broussard. That was it. That's the perfect intro.
BJ, we were just talking about Kawhi Leonard, and look. He's not as graceful. His game isn't as pretty as Michael Jordan's, and I'm not saying he's as good as Jordan, but his game reminds me of Jordan's. Both ends of the floor he plays, doesn't over-dribble too much, mid-range assassin. Is that fair? You played with Jordan, obviously. You know him as well as anybody. Do you think that Kawhi's game is similar to Jordan's?
Well, you know, that's a big order, but I will say this. Kawhi Leonard's game really reminds me of Jordan in this regard. You know, when Kawhi first came into the league, he played in a system. And, you know, the system down there in San Antonio where it was predicated on ball movement, player movement. And you really had to figure out how to play and implement your individual talents into the system. Jordan, you know, playing in the triangle offense was a system that was predicated on the same principles. Ball movement equals player movement, and you had to be very efficient. You know, Kawhi Leonard doesn't waste a lot of dribbles. And that's right. The one thing that I always admired about playing with Michael. You know, he didn't waste a lot of dribbles. You know, he did everything in three dribbles or less when you watch him play. One dribble pull-up, two dribbles at the basket, dunking. And very rarely, you know, other than when it was total isolation, that he would utilize three or more dribbles, because he was very efficient as a player, because his game was always predicated on the following. He was a very, very fundamentally sound basketball player. And when you break Kawhi Leonard's game down, I mean, fundamentally speaking, he is very, very solid. He's not really flashy, but he gets to his spots. You know, Jordan was going to get to his spots. He was going to fight for position where he was going to catch the ball. And, you know, most of his damage, just like Kawhi Leonard, is done when he doesn't have the ball in his hand. I mean, Kawhi Leonard catches the ball in an operating area probably 60-70% of the time. And when you watch Michael Jordan, at the especially in the second half of his career, he basically became a 6'6 center. He was always catching the ball below the free throw line, ready to play, ready to score, and operate from that area. So in that regard, they both had a tremendous understanding of the team concept, how to implement their skill to really dictate and take over a game without utilizing a lot of wasted energy.
How about in talking about what Kawhi can possibly do here, BJ, it would be three different championships with three different teams. Say he wins the MVP finals, that would be three. He would do something nobody had ever done as far as leading three different teams. Does that make you look at him a little differently? And he passed up a chance to play with LeBron and AD to go to the Clippers. Does he get any extra credit for that as well?
Well, I think you have to give him credit. And, you know, Rob, I've never seen anything like this. And I think everyone, myself included, what he was able to accomplish in 1 year in Toronto speaks for itself. I mean, I didn't think they had a chance to win the championship. And, you know, who knew that Kawhi, you know, I knew he was really good. I didn't know he was this type of player that could carry this load. And being an ex-player, knowing how difficult it is to get traded, get to a new city, take over the team, and then not only take over the team, perform in that type of environment. You know, I've only seen one other player turn down an opportunity to play with another top five player. And that, I remember the summer when Tim Duncan and Grant Hill and all those guys were,
yep, right,
were free agents. And I remember Tim Duncan saying to the effect that, you know what, if you guys want to come play with me, that's cool, but I'm not leaving here. And I thought, man, that's a very confident kid. You know, I remember him saying that, and I thought, now that's confidence. You know, he wasn't cocky about it. It was just having confidence in your ability. But it said something about what he thought about himself, and that he felt confident enough that he could win. He had enough to win. If the other guys wanted to come play, yeah, that's fine, but I'm not coming to play with you guys. And I thought that was kind of unique in itself, and I never forgot that. And, Kawhi kind of did the same.
And Chris, let me just follow real quick. And the thing about Tim Duncan people don't even think about, BJ, if Kawhi makes one of those two free throws before that Ray Allen three, right, he might have gone 6-0 in NBA Finals. That's the only finals he lost.
We talked about that on the podcast. Yep.
Yeah. Chris and I talked about it. I don't think people give Tim Duncan enough credit.
No, that's what I mean. Yes, they don't.
Tim Duncan is, he's one of the all-time, everybody say the all-time great power forwards or what have you. He's one of the all-time great players. And if maybe Pop doesn't take him out, maybe he gets that rebound. Who knows? Yep, I don't know. But he 5-1, and I give him credit. He was a phenomenal, phenomenal player, and I think what he did and overall what he achieved in his career speaks for itself.
BJ, let me ask you this, and I know you guys went through Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, some of these guys. What do you think, and I guess you'll probably say you guys would have won, but try to be as honest as you can. What do you think would have happened had those Bulls teams played the Rockets teams with Hakeem Olajuwon? Or even remember the year Jordan, I know you weren't still on the team, but the year Jordan retired the second time, that's when San Antonio won the championship with Duncan and Robinson. How do you think those great Bulls teams would have fared against some of those Western, Olajuwon and Duncan Robinson with the Spurs?
Man, well, Chris, man, you guys always find a way to put me on the spot. That's a tough question. That's one I wish you wouldn't answer,
You in the media now, man. You in the media now.
I have to be honest. I think you and I discussed a little bit yesterday on the podcast. There's a couple of players that made me nervous, right? Tim Duncan was one. And the other player was Hakeem Olajuwon. And the reason Hakeem Olajuwon made me nervous from a technical standpoint is that he played from different spots on the floor. For the most part, centers always catch the ball on the box. And you can figure out how to, take away something, front them, double them from the weak side, the strong side, so forth. Hakeem Olajuwon, you couldn't do that. He was a different type of player, and he could affect the game. On the defensive end, he could steal the ball. He could intimidate you. And most importantly, he was a problem as far as scoring the ball. How do I think we would have – I really don't know, Chris. I really don't know because he was a good enough athlete. No, I take that back. He was a great enough athlete to where that was one player that Michael Jordan couldn't finish over the top of at the basket. And Michael could overwhelm almost any player. But Hakeem Olajuwon was fast enough, he was strong enough, he was big enough, and the most important, he was skilled enough. And I really don't know because a dominant center has always had an incredible impact on the game. I think it would have been a great matchup, but to be honest with you, those two guys, Tim Duncan and Hakeem Olajuwon, they're always going to be 7 feet. Or Hakeem, he was 6'10 or so, but he played so big. I really don't know. I think it would have been a great matchup, but those were two players I don't think we really had an answer for, and a smaller player can't dominate them because they are too big, too skilled, too athletic, and it would have made for great theater, that's for sure. But I really don't know, Chris, and I'm glad I didn't have to find out.
So Bill Winnington would have had some tough nights.
Look at that.
Bill Winnington would have had some tough nights. All right, BJ. Great stuff. We got to run, man. Yeah. You know how this works, man. Great stuff, BJ. We'll talk soon, brother.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, yep. More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right. That, of course, is Knight Rider. Isn't that? That's Knight Rider.
Yep.
On a TV theme show Thursday. You're joining into the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're about to buy Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Farmers has recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. All right, Rob, the Chiefs are up 17-7 in the debut of the NFL 2020 against the Houston Texans. And Patrick Mahomes has taken off where he left off. I mean, the dude is bad and he is showing it right now. He has got 16 for 21, 133 yards, 2 touchdowns. No INTs. So he's off to a good start. And, you know, I told you, my pick for Rookie of the Year offensively was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's off to a great start. 10 carries, 64 yards. And I like that young man out of LSU. But good game. And on the NBA side, the Lakers dismissed the Houston Rockets. Now they're up 3-1. I really
feel
right.
It was a sloppy finish.
They let their foot off the gas.
Yeah, that was just bad, just a bad look. You can't. Why are you letting them? I know they're fighting for their lives, Houston. 17-2 run, got it to within about 7, Chris, or they were blowing them out the entire game. Yeah, like I think it was 7 or 8 at some point, but then they wound up with a couple baskets at the end to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold that against the Lakers.
No,
I mean,
I'm
obviously,
just saying,
we would have liked to have run through them, yeah, the whole game.
You don't want 17 to 2.
They definitely let their foot off the gas. Right. I think the Lakers and the Clippers are looking at each other, Rob. And I think they're like when the Lakers went up 2-1, I think the Clippers were like, okay, we're going to go up 3-1. You know, like I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know.
I think it's the competition. They should do what they've done to both. I thought it would be six. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the Lakers are like, okay, we saw what the Clippers did. Let's go out there. Like, I think it's a challenge. It's a healthy competition that they're feeling from each other. And you don't want, going into this series, we know how important it's going to be. Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference Finals. You don't want to have to go 7 or maybe even 6 if the other team goes 5 and gets that extra rest. And so I think this is lining up for a great series. But let me ask you this, Rob, because James Harden, he had another tough go of it, Rob. I mean, I know at the end of the day, what he ended up with, 19 points maybe.
He couldn't make free throws, couldn't make threes. Yeah. He was bad. He was just
for
bad.
For him not to make free throws. So here's his line.
Yeah, he was missing free throws.
And LeBron didn't even ball out. LeBron had 16 points. Now he had 15 boards, 9 assists. I mean, obviously that's good for normal people, but a little low for him. But James Harden, 21 points. Okay, 10 assists, 5 turnovers, 16 for 20. Okay, that's not bad from the line. But 2 of 11 from the field. I'm a James Harden fan. I really am. I was talking with Rob G earlier. I know everybody criticizes this game. They don't like the way it looks. I actually like watching him. I love the handle. I think he's a very underrated passer. And I understand, not that I was some great player, but I understand how difficult it is to shake somebody up in one spot like that with a handle and create space or go by him. And so I'm impressed with him. But, Rob, this happens time and time again with him in big playoff games.
I just think that it diminishes you somewhat. You know, doesn't take away everything, all your shine, right, but it diminishes you. People look at it and go, seen this movie before. You know right. what I mean? I just it's
happened too
happening.
Many times. Yeah.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you could have your day in the sun, you know what I mean, and at least one time push through when people say, man, I remember how great he was in 2012 or 2015 or whatever right. year you want to pick. But you can't say that.
Right. There's no year. And you know what? Last year would have been the year because Kevin Durant got hurt, right? That was the prime opportunity, and they didn't get it done. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. 3 great hours. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you guys tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.